You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Let's go. 8.5 minutes past the hour. It is another hour of the Rick and Bubba Show from the No Name Studio right there on the bleeding edge of technology. From Sweet Home, Alabama to the world. Via all sorts of platforms, including America's boldest radio stations on the Rick and Bubba Radio Network. Also, you can catch us on our TuneIn app 24/7, including the live show every day. You can watch us on YouTube, archived or live. Be sure and subscribe right there on our YouTube channel. It doesn't cost anything, but it really makes a difference and gets us in a lot of places so more people can discover this show. Also, podcast archives for you every day of the show, a best of hour from every day, also on our podcast channel. And you can see that also on Blaze TV and even some terrestrial TV stations that run that at various times during the week. Find all that information on how you can just consume the Rick and Bubba content, either live or on your time. They're at Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. We also have a unique podcast every week, or most every week, called Rick and Bubba University, the podcast. Jonathan Evans is our guest coming up this weekend. He has just released a new book called Fighting Your Battles, and I'll interview him, and we had a great time together yesterday. Catch that when it publishes this weekend. Look right there. There he is, the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eaters, man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master out of Kang's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! Hey, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, and associates everywhere, welcome in to the little party we call Rick and Bubba, where we always remind you, have your key man insurance up to date.
Oh, you're awful. That you are absolutely awful. That's terrible.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't you forget about me.
You know, good song. I never really thought the movie was all that good. I just something about all the teenage cussing I didn't care for. But,
well, that was the best part.
Yeah, hey, I mean,
hey, don't make me show you my chest today.
Right? Yeah, don't do it. I
want you to act right.
Greg, what Bubba is saying is he prefers adult cussing.
He does. Teenage cussing, I will not do it.
It was a little overdone.
I draw the line that these punks cussing.
I've tried to get, you know, the deeper, because it had a cult following.
It was a decent movie.
And they made reference to it in one of the comedies that I love, Pitch Perfect.
Yep.
And I went back and watched it again, and I thought, you know, I really don't get this. I've tried to get the deeper meaning out of it, but it was just a little ridiculous.
When you had that group of 80s movies, it was my least favorite of them.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
16 Candles was my favorite.
There it is.
That's a good one. I don't even remember that.
Oh, man. Bubba, you would love.
Who
come
was
on.
Who was that's right that? Up your alley. Molly Ringwald?
Yeah, and then the, what's his name?
The guy that did 2.5 Men, that guy. Wasn't he that guy?
Charlie Sheen?
No.
I confused that other guy, his roommate.
No,
with
Anthony
that guy.
Michael Hall.
No, but wasn't that other guy?
Weird Science.
One of those guys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the blind. Okay. Yeah, what's his name?
He was also in The Breakfast Club. He was in it, too. Right. He was in all of them.
I don't remember. I guess
16 Candles is by far the best one.
So I need to refresh myself.
Oh,
maybe I
man.
Did. I don't know.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't
Kelly LeBrock's in it, huh?
No, that's
Weird.
That's Weird Science.
Oh,
we're talking about 16 Candles.
Yeah, we played. It was an actor though. It was Anthony Michael Hall.
Weird Science was entertaining.
Yes, that's a good one too.
That's good.
I like it. 16 Candles. Watch 16 Candles this weekend.
You know what was funny when my kids were growing up and they would see, I'd say, oh, this movie from the 80s was good. and they would watch it, and they would look at me like, could you actually say that? And I said, oh, yeah. You called everything, what you thought it was. I said, well, they knew what they were.
Political correctness was out the window.
Well, it hadn't been invented yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, I tell you, I'm confused, because I confuse 16 Candles with Pretty in Pink. It's the same movie.
It's the same girl.
Yeah,
she's in the same. But the same guy, lead.
So Pretty in Pink is
one. And the Duck Man, he's good.
But in the Duck Man, the guy that was in Two and a Half Men, thanks.
Oh movie? No, he is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right. That's where I'm getting that from.
Yeah.
So I'm not completely lost my mind.
No.
Okay, that's it.
But Anthony Michael Hall was the first kid on vacation. The first vacation, he was the son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then how about the second one, Rusty? Was a guy that went on to star in Big Bang Theory, which I could not believe that when somebody told me that.
We never could keep the same kids in all the movies.
Yeah, and since we're rolling out all kinds of trivia, the lead singer of Simple Minds was at one time married to Chrissy Hines.
Well, there you go.
Of the Pretenders.
Throw that out.
Really?
Yeah. There you go. There's all kinds of trivia.
Chrissy Hines, wasn't that Rush's theme song?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Yep.
My city is gone.
Boom.
Very good. Very good. So yeah. I feel much more balanced now.
And do I have it right that Chrissy Hines, even though she was a lyrical, she said her dad loved that her song was on there because he loved Rush.
Yeah. So she let it ride. She hated Rush. Everything he stood.
But her dad loved Rush, so they let it ride.
Isn't that funny how families are?
I know. Yeah. Families. How about that? Don't get too many of them. 15 minutes past. We'll be back. 866. We be big is the number.
Elite Eight coming in here in a minute.
That's right. The Elite Eight are coming today.
The Great Eight.
Yep.
The
Great Eight. Yep. Actually, we'll be 12 today. Got special guests too. We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
All right. So the latest inflation numbers. I mean, they are in. And while the country suffers and the stock market is, just had one of its worst days in over 2 years, when you look at what the current administration is doing at the Fed level, it makes you, Bubba, kind of scratch your head. Do they want us to be in this situation? It doesn't seem like they're doing anything to alleviate.
Well, they're a little behind the curve. They're trying to catch up, but a little behind the curve.
But this notion, anybody that tells you the economy is not sick, I think we can just simply go out and buy items and watch how our life works to know that they're not telling us the truth. It's got problems. And that's why we're recommending today that you diversify with gold and silver and go ahead and do that now. Allegiance Gold. Let me tell you how they will work to protect your IRA and 401k with physical gold and silver. And if you prefer, some people say, no, I want it delivered right to my house. They'll do that too. Now, the approach is different. Listen, here's what Allegiance Gold will do. They're going to educate and develop a long-term strategy that's right for you. Not a boilerplate where you go, well, that's not the situation I'm in. They're going to find out your particular situation, and then the game plan is going to be revolving around your situation. Allegiance Gold has some of the highest ratings in the industry because of this customer, taking time to say, here, let's look at what you're doing instead of just throwing something at you. Their customer service is second to no one. 5 stars with TrustLink, AAA rated with the Better Business Consumer Alliance, and A-plus from the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to find out how to get the best offer yet, and this is it, up to $2,500 of free silver on a qualifying purchase, you need to let them know that Rick and Bubba is where you found out. And you will tell them if you go call 844-790-9191, or if you just want to go to our special URL, protectwithrickbubba.com. Okay, just put our names together, protectwithrickbubba.com, to find out everything you need to know on how you can get help with Allegiance Gold. Now we're the Rick and Bubba Show. Thanks for being with us. So we got a lot to cover. Things that you got coming up. Obviously, we have the Elite Eight coming in, and this has been going on ever since we had golden ticket seats, and from time to time, we have people that are connected to us. We got kids and that kind of stuff, and so anytime you see us pull up a few chairs, that's either clients or people connected to the show, and that kind of thing, and it's rare that we do that, but we do have that. But
we're gonna call them earmarks.
I will tell you, it's through a personal EMs. through Bones, who has worked with the show for years. These are some friends of his, and a part of our group today is a little girl who says that she is the biggest Rick and Bubba fan there's ever been. So, and this has been her dream to come watch a show. So I got to find out about them and through Bones, and you know what? I look forward to that today. So let's
well, we need a name for that seat, because we all have those, and sometimes but can we just call them earmarks?
Well, we could call EMs. Them. Yeah, they're earmarked for a member of the show. So I like that.
Or echo mics, yeah, whatever.
Earmarks is fine. Yeah. We call those show earmarks. That's this person's connected to somebody from the show.
I mean, I'd like to have a more creative name, right? But you know, that's kind of what we're talking about,
right? But we cannot accommodate just like, hey, I couldn't get in and I wish I could come. Those are designed for special things that are tied personally to members of the show, because are to clients of the
Him,
show.
Do you like that name, earmarks?
Earmarks.
What
are you I like earmarks. Yeah, yeah.
Echo Mike.
Because that's we have.
I also appreciate Rick saying what he just said.
Well, what you
more
don't,
than anything, because my email is going
to
be flooded.
Well, no.
Today.
Well, there's that's why you have to just do the job, and because what's going to happen is people are going to see on TV, they're going to go, well, what is this over here? Yeah. And so you just tell them what it is.
Do they actually see? Can they see? I don't think they can see the golden ticket seats. I think we could have just not said anything.
Oh, okay. Well, when I say hello to them and there's 12, not 8.
No,
you know,
I know.
There's
no
way around
I'm just messing
it.
With you.
And I tend to be, and I'm not going to apologize for this, I tend to be a take the bull by the horns person.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate that.
And I'm even okay with saying, no, you can't do that because you didn't meet the criteria. Yeah. It's an old thing. You should be around. It's just, it's being clear.
More people do it now.
Yeah, it's being clear and being honest. And that's
what's that got to do with it.
Yeah, and, you know, let me tell you why we did it, because it could have gone another way, and we did this. Is if you're only going to have 8 seats, the personal stuff that we have, we're trying to do this for us.
Yeah.
Because then we don't use up your seats.
Yeah.
You know, you're going, well, I couldn't come today because you know all Rick's kids came by.
Right.
You know, if my kids want to come by, we'll put them over here, and that way they don't take y'all seats.
Uh-huh.
So it's really a service to you as well. So, you know, have a good attitude about it.
Sure.
You know, that's the but that's okay. It's really meant to be a kind thing to everyone, is that we don't use our personal stuff taking up seats of y'all that are trying to come see us. They're just fans of the show. But and it's rare, and like I say, I remember back when Greg was not on the show. And I have friends that do this.
Is just good old days.
Well, just because what we do for a living, and it's an honor, you know, Greg. But what I'm talking about is this: I remember you would come up to me, and you would say, "Before I say this, you have no idea the number of requests that were made to me that you never heard about."
Exactly.
I mean, they filtered out. They never even got off the ground, you know. And
so if I'm bringing it to you,
I'm bringing it to you. This is a special situation, and I'm just going to ask if you can help me with this. And yeah, sure. But to Hamsley's point, sure, to protect Hams, what we're not doing is saying, oh, by the way, it may be sold out, but if you'll email us enough and send us the right thing, we'll make an exception. It's not for that.
Perfect example.
Yeah, I mean, we
and
just can't do all that.
We can't announce situations like you just announced every time either, because we and a perfect example. Okay, there's a gentleman that's coming today that only could get one ticket. And his wife's going to sit in the car.
Surely we can work around that.
But we only have so much room. Yeah. And so there's somebody else coming today that actually has a similar situation where they only got 2 or 3 tickets and wanted to bring somebody else. And so we can't get in the habit of going, well, yeah, I can say yes to you, but I can't say no to the wife that's in the car outside.
It's got to be consistent.
And then when we do our family and friends and that is added on, it's just gets complicated. So, I mean, it's valid that we may have to say no sometimes.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know what you could call that? Family and friends. You know what you could call that?
Family and friends.
Family and friends. Yeah. There you go.
I like that.
That might be better because that way it clarifies.
I'm not making that up, that the wife is going to be in the car today. That's actually happening. She's going to be sitting right out there while he's in here.
What if they rotated?
Well, we could do that. I don't think she is as big of a fan of the show as he is. Right. And so
she's probably looking forward to reading a book and don't mess this up.
Yes, you're probably all over that.
And it's nice and cool today.
Yeah, she's probably got what even like my mom will say this from time to time. I'll be like trying to, you know, do like today we may end up taking dad to the farm. The mom's kind of like, you know what? Appreciate the offer, but really, me having some time to myself would actually ain't nothing wrong with that. I'll actually enjoy that. So y'all have a good time.
Yeah, fine.
So that may be her time finally to say I get some time to myself.
Yeah.
So anyway, we look forward to that, and we you know it's It's ever evolving, and we're working on it. But we also want you to understand that what everything is and what it isn't, and that was my goal. I wasn't trying to give everybody a handle. So anyway, looking at this weekend, we'll talk about these games. We'll let you know which game that Beth Mowins is calling. But last night, Speedy sent me the highlight, and I did not watch the game. But this Tua Tagovailoa thing last night, good gracious.
Yeah, scary moment.
That was really, really hard to watch. And Adler actually has it. I didn't know whether we could play it or not. But, actually, you know, in this, really, when you look at this, this just shows you how big and strong these players are. Yeah. This isn't a violent hit. It's just the force of Tua Tagovailoa being thrown to the ground by a defensive lineman. But keep in mind, when you first see this,
rolling left.
But just watch the force. Wham! You see how hard he goes down. And look at his hands. And he uncontrollably, his hands.
That's not a great sign.
No, that's terrible.
You know,
that's a big guy.
And I mean, there's nothing illegal about that. There's nothing violent about that.
When you go into that spin, though, you create a lot of force, a lot of velocity.
Well, that's a
strong man throwing you down, too.
Yes, it is. You know, a helmet's design, rules that are supposed to protect you about using your head, but it's still hard to do something about when your body hits and then your head hits.
Right. Yeah. It's just nothing
good. When you see that, it normally knocks you out.
Then there's theories out there that he had a concussion protocol the last game, which wasn't that long ago because they played on Thursday.
Correct. 4 days ago.
Yeah, so so
they are investigating into that.
Does that play into it?
I think so, 100%.
Yeah.
And if you saw him come off the field last week, he was staggering around. And he may actually have some back injuries that he's –
But backs usually are not a staggering thing.
No, it's not. And that's – see, that – to your point, Rick, and we talked about this in the break, this would not really be a discussion other than Tua was out last night, scary moment, and he'll recover and come back. But he should have come out last week. And
that's where the discussion is.
And not play this week due to him coming out last week.
That's where the discussion is today.
They've been talking about that up until last night.
Yeah, all week they've been talking about that they messed up on that.
Yeah, and
now he said he had a back injury. It wasn't
and head. And he may actually have a back injury, and because they have to list something.
But we all.
But he
know
also had a head.
Yeah, competitors don't want to come out, and they'll tell you the wrong thing.
Right.
We'll be back. More Rick and Bubba next.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
Now back for full show number two. Since his surgery and getting his feet. How you feeling over there? You doing better?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Every day is a little bit better. I have moments where I'm like, everything appears to be spinning a little faster than I want it to.
Understood.
But like I told you yesterday, if I get up and walk out, just know that I had to handle something and I'll be back.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. I haven't had cancerous tumor cut off my liver, but what you just described happens to me anyway.
You're right, right. Yeah. Well, I don't really advise it for people, but better than not.
Oh yeah, it's better than they couldn't take it off of me.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
get it out of there.
So we will continue to progress on that. And update you, and the next week, Bubba, you may get some information that kind of gives us an idea if we're done with this or we'll got to do some more.
We'll know what we're going to do moving forward, how we're going to monitor the situation. And, I do want to remind everybody, no kicks to my abdomen today.
That would be nice.
Yeah, none of that.
In the past, we didn't care. But
right. If you want to do a roundhouse and you caught me off guard, then it was just funny for everybody.
No, not funny anymore.
Not funny today.
Not funny anymore. All right, so, Bubby, we have the aftermath of Fort Myers. And, Fort Myers took the hit on Ian, and I know today and up in the Carolinas, he's coming back ashore again.
Yeah, a lot of people clearing those low-lying areas in South Carolina. But Fort Myers has just been literally destroyed.
They got the worst of it.
We've seen this kind of devastation before with hurricanes that hit the Alabama Gulf Coast. And while it is a terrible mess right now, and sadly there's been loss of life, when they rebuild, it is going to be beautiful, more beautiful than ever, stronger than ever. They rebuild these structures to modern-day standards, which are even better for hurricanes, and once it's all over, it's going to be okay for Fort Myers, but it is Could you imagine staying and seeing that on your street?
Oh, no.
I don't get the, hey, I think I'll stay people. I really don't. I mean, I know you want to take care of your property, but how can you take care of your property when you have a raging river that is roof high? Look, the whole house is moving, Rick.
And we, they knew
did
the
you
surge.
See the house move?
Yeah, I did. They knew the surge was going to be horrible. I mean, you had warning. You knew it was.
Yeah,
I mean,
weeks out.
17 people killed in Florida. They have not that's where we are right now. I mean, you hope that number doesn't go up. And as we just said, for the Carolinas, Charleston, Category 1 now, but still, that's 85-mile-an-hour sustained wind. So,
and the storm surge, I think, is what they're really concerned about.
Yeah. So in Charleston, that's another beautiful place, and people are boarding up there and getting ready for Ian to come ashore again. Not as powerful as it was in Fort Myers, but still powerful. So that's kind of where we are, and you know, we're only beginning to see the devastation.
You know, from a scientific and predicting thing on this, you know, they have their spaghetti models. You know, they have you know, there's about 12 different models of how these things are going to go based on what they have at the time. And a lot of them had it going up the East Coast to begin with. One or two had it going up the West and cutting across. So when all this is done, I'd really like to ask James which model said it right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it's
– And it ended up a little further south than they thought, didn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, but
– because at first Tampa was – that's where they thought.
Right.
And it went a little south of that.
Greg, when you worked with the power company, you went to some of these places after Category 4s and 5s. And this has that look again, doesn't it? The start over?
Yeah, that's Hurricane Andrew. We went on that, and it's historically one of the biggest. And, yeah, it was a total rebuild. There's nothing left. You just start at the sub, and here you go.
Are you sure?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. How do you – when you have a total devastation of the power grid like that, how do you even start? How do you
– The evaluators get in there, and they get it all laid out. You know, believe it or not, they look at that mess and they start, okay, we're going this feeder here.
We're going to run a line here, line here.
If the sub
here.
Needs to be repaired, yeah. They'll do that. But we'll start this feeder.
That's usually
you just start
a different
setting
group,
poles. Yeah. You just start setting poles and you get that feeder and then crew comes behind you pulling wire up.
I was on one of the highways leading out of town yesterday, and I was probably about an hour out of town, and I saw a line of power trucks headed south. And there were bucket trucks, Greg. They were trucks that had augers on them.
Oh, yeah.
They were trucks with poles. And I mean, I just felt such a great pride. About
look at that.
I know.
That's a lot of
because they were all headed south, and you know they're basically going to war trying to rebuild all that. So
yes, yeah, so you walk like I say, you look, you pull up, and you think, well, this is impossible. But then, like I say, they have their maps and stuff, and they get it all. And before long, it starts looking normal again.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, amazing we can do it. And I know it'll be terrible for people who will be without power for months. But the fact we can redo it in a few months is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyway, that's kind of your update of where we are there and the aftermath of where it's already been. And then, you know, Charleston, you're hunkering down and getting ready for it to hit there. So there you go. And thankfully, even though it's one is bad, it's not four. You know, so
yeah.
So that will help.
Yeah, 155-mile-an-hour winds as opposed to 85. Still bad.
Still bad.
Not as bad.
But I'll take 85 over 155.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. 100 miles an hour reduction is number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe my house only has a few things broke off of it.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to it's gone.
And like you say, the water. They're worried about it because
water's
in that area.
Bad.
There's a lot of homes on the water, and it's beautiful and nice until one of these comes.
Yeah, I've visited there, and it is a beautiful place. The food is fantastic, but when water comes, it's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah, now it'll be hot there in the summer.
That's look a hot, at that hot house. Place. Is that not amazing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, too, and I know they keep coming back with better ways to engineer these things, but you know, there's really just no way to protect yourself. You're gonna rebuild and know that this will happen again one day.
Well, yeah, Bubba, it would be like, you know, like at the farm, you know, our house sits there looking at a pasture, okay? And what if there was a weather pattern where pastures, you know, could come in and destroy the house? Well, if I'm sitting right in front of it, I mean, it's a beautiful view, but when that water starts acting up,
it's not funny, not humorous in any way, but when they show these shots of these big old boats going down the street, you go, what
a lot
in
of
money
floating out there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Wow.
866 We Be Big is the number, top of the hour. More of the Rick and Bubba Show coming up. Check our website, Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. Find out everything you could possibly ever need to know about the Rick and Bubba Show. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
And Bubba, welcome back to another hour, buddy.
Rick, I am so, so glad to be here. And when I say it, I really mean it.
I know.
Wow, the griddle is up outside. Hey, number one.
Yes, we actually have coming up next hour, we'll have the Elite Eight. They'll be coming in for the golden ticket seats, and one of the Elite Eight is coming all the way from the beautiful state of Illinois, and he has a griddle out there, and he's tailgating. So they'll be coming in. A couple things, and Greg's out there. Your eating buddy is already standing out there by the griddle, so we've lost Greg. And I saw him draw you out there. I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, well, I'm griddles always intrigue me. Anything with fire, Rick. Anything, I have to go look.
So,
my gracious, he brought a plate. In.
Greg, you've already got a plate.
What are you talking about?
Walk in.
Bubba, did he make you? You didn't get a plate.
No,
did
I didn't get a plate.
Yeah, but I mean, but
did you place an order?
Look at
Bubba?
Him. Look at him just walking through the studio.
I asked Greg to get me a plate when I left.
Yeah, yeah.
Greg, you got to give that to
Greg,
him.
Don't do that to him.
No, I got to eat.
Yeah, but well, you got breakfast coming though. A right, healthy breakfast. You don't need to jump off and
all
that.
Well, I might have to sample some of that.
Okay.
It's all about this is good.
The margins.
Yeah, well.
Thanks for getting Bubba a plate, buddy.
I did. This was, and y'all just yelled at me about it. I was bringing it to you.
Mm-mm.
I haven't touched it.
It's way to spin it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me just say this, and I want to say it perfectly clear. And we've said it.
I'm officially, all this talk I'm done with. Yeah. I'm just going
to. Yeah. Well, we went back to it in the beginning. How about this? This is the bottom line. We kid and we joke around. Okay. But here is the bottom line. Everybody here is grown.
They're grown.
Yep. Absolutely.
Make your own decision.
Absolutely. 100%.
Exactly. Yeah. Amen.
Everybody's grown.
Yep.
Amen.
Speaking of being grown men, I want to update you on a couple things.
Yeah, everybody's grown.
Yeah, everybody's grown. You're grown. Hey, Adler.
You're there.
Hey, you somebody's daddy now. Somebody's husband. You grown.
I think I'm growing a little bit still. I still got a couple inches to go, I think.
No, you're grown. You know something?
You're going to start spreading out before you know it.
You wouldn't believe the number of people in history that had a growth spurt in their late 30s. I mean,
it's
well documented. Right?
Fingers crossed.
Listen, Dennis Rodman grew like a foot in 1 year when he was already out of high school. He wasn't even that good a player, and he grew like 1 foot.
Probably wasn't in his 30s.
Yeah. No. He wasn't nearly 40.
He was
Greg.
In his 20s.
Right. Yeah. So
there you go.
It could happen.
Never know.
So speaking of men, and I was
reminds me of Rodman.
Yeah, he does. I was going to answer some questions. So when we did the Man Church Conference kickoff this week, and you know. Men's ministry is a different animal, you know, in trying to get us as men to do it. We just don't network like the women do. Yeah. You know, the women, you throw up a women's conference, every ticket's gone. They've got their plans. They've got their hotel rooms. They've gathered their little groups. And men just kind of hear about it in passing. I do want y'all to know something because I know how we act, okay? If you're interested in this and we are doing it differently because I know most men's conferences go – tickets are on sale. Take your time. It doesn't matter. And we're going to get to some big arena. They're going to open the door, and you're going to run in there and get seats. And every day you're going to try to get there and get you some seats. What we're doing is different. The seats are reserved, which is a good thing. But what you have to understand, the fact that they're reserved, there's not going to be I'll wait to the last minute and get my ticket and still sit up front. I mean, that's not going to happen. So they're reserved tickets. Get the groups together. Some people are asking me stuff about that. And then, of course, it's always starting this. Well, I don't know, man. My work schedule. Y'all going to stream it? Not going to stream it. Okay, so
you got plenty of time to take off work.
Right. It's not going to be streamed. It's February 24th and 25th, 2023. Okay, you got time. So won't be streaming it. It's not going to be ad hoc on the seats. Every seat in there is good, but they are reserved. And that's good news because once you get them, you know, you get up on Saturday morning, and you're not going, I got to get back and try to get that seat I had on Friday night. You'll have it.
Yeah.
Okay? So themanchurch.com, just go there and click on that. Bubba, also, I was while you were away, something has happened, and we talked about it. You know, we love our wives. Our wives are just wonderful human beings, and the husband-wife dynamic is really something. Sherry has now started going – she's done with her shoulder surgery recovery, and she's going with me now, and we're working out at the same place. Now she's there.
She's a three o'clocker. Yeah, that's a whole nother dynamic.
Well, it brings a whole nother dynamic. First of all, because you know this and we know this, you and I have a little bit of this too. I've got some OCD about me too. And that is, I've had this system, and I had my days, and I had my time, and I have my place where I go. I have the time I want to get there. And now it's wonderful that we're working out together. But now, you know, when they come into it, it becomes what? Why are we leaving so early? Well, why are you over here? Why?
So that part of your world is going to be questioned beyond belief, right?
But now it's also this too. When we get there, because look, when Sherry and I, kind of like, you know, with Greg sitting there next to you, when Sherry and I got married, Sherry was a health
nut. I can't wait for this comparison.
Yeah, well, Sherry was a health nut. Greg's the opposite. But what I'm saying is people who come into your life via your spouse or your close friends, they influence you.
Yeah.
You okay?
Oh, yeah.
So Sherry has said that, you know, through having children and being married to me, that a lot of the routines that she'd had, being a runner and a healthy eater and being in shape, so she's been in gyms. I didn't even know this. She even at time to make money on the side was a part-time trainer. I didn't know that.
That's
she worked,
funny. You
she,
were too.
She worked at gyms, okay?
You know, I had no idea.
Yeah, so now her being back in that world, she wasn't like me when the only gym I ever had is when coaches were screaming at me, telling me what to do.
Right.
I never was a member of a gym.
Right.
I couldn't even imagine that concept. And so she knows this world. So, but what she doesn't realize is I've already have coaches. So I, you know, and she'll say things like, "Well, that's not a rep. That doesn't count. What you didn't finish it," and that kind of stuff. I'm like, "Wait a minute." So let me tell you what happened now.
Why does everything have to be a grind?
Right. So then now there's this. This happened on Tuesday. Okay. So we worked out together yesterday. She's also changed the days of the week that I was going because she can't go on the days I've been going.
Are you serious?
So now I'm a Tuesday Thursday. So that's changed my dynamic.
You're not on Wednesdays anymore?
No, I'm not on Wednesdays anymore. So anyway, of course I've seen those Wednesday workouts and I don't really miss them. But anyway, Wednesday's ugly.
But in one of those Tuesday, Thursdays partners days?
Well.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So now I got a partner. So you're kidding. So anyway, so we're doing bench press on Tuesday. And of course, you know, she's benching a lot less than I am, but I'm not benching what a lot of the men are benching because I'm old, okay?
Right.
But I'm way ahead of where she is because she's a tiny little woman, okay?
Well, you bench now.
I don't know.
What you bench now?
You know, it's a workout, so you're doing reps.
Right,
so,
right,
yeah,
right.
It's not
– Try not to get hurt is what you do.
You don't do max.
No, we don't do minimum, maximum.
That conversation doesn't come up like it used to. Hey, what you benching now?
Yeah.
But what I can tell you is I put a green on each side and then I'll add a green, okay? That's all I know what that is. But anyway, I think those are 45s. But anyway, so I go over and Sherry says, "Hey, can you spot me?" Yeah, sure. Well, I don't help bringing it down. Mm-mm. All I do is help when you push it off, and then if you can't get it going. Yeah,
if you hung up.
So she brings it down. And she claims when she brought it down that it was too much weight and that she got something hurt back here. And she said, "Well, it's because you didn't spot me right."
What?
I said, "That's not the way you spot. I don't help you coming down."
No.
She goes, "Well, the coach in here, I mean, he was helping me come down." And I said, "That's not, no. When you spot, all you do is help when you push it off your chest. And if you're struggling.
If you're in trouble, I'll help you get it."
I come under here and move it up or put two fingers under it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't help you going down.
No.
If coming down with the weight, I'm not involved in that.
You're kind of helping re-rack.
So then before you know it, "Hey, well, Rick didn't do a good job spotting me. Now I've gotten hurt." And I'm like, "No, that's not the way you spot." And I said, "By the way, I'm just in here working out. If we help each other, then I not spot right by just helping once she start pushing it?
Right.
If you got hurt bringing it down, the spotter, do I have anything to do with that?"
I don't think so. But
Rick, you're spotting like we have always spotted in athletics.
I think that was a correct spot.
Wait a minute. So she's injured?
Well, she's a.
So it's your fault?
Wait a minute.
Of course it is.
Was this part of your. So she can't go? Rick?
I was asked. I thought you don't spot to push up.
I got it.
Do you?
I said, well, maybe.
Well,
maybe you need to rest.
I've got a theory, but I'm going to tell you later.
You're right. Okay? There it is.
Best thing to do is take 2 weeks off.
Huh? Only thing going to heal it.
How about the,
take a month.
How about this? Am I not right?
After the holidays.
Yeah, I didn't think the spotter. The spotter.
Most people you spot get mad if you touch the bar. Don't touch it until I'm stuck.
If I'm struggling, then help me. And that's what I did. She came up. She got about right here, and then I put my fingers under the bar and helped her come up with it.
But when it came down, did she go?
Yeah,
really,
a little bit. But well, it was more weight than I thought.
She did have surgery. She probably needs to be taking it easy.
She did. Yeah, she's back. And it was to me, I didn't think it was a lot of weight, and I didn't have anything to do with picking the weight.
Like whiplash kind of in the back?
It's back on the scapula.
You know, Rick, it's like me. I'm going to have to wait a few months before I start my regimen of sit-ups again.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you are. Hey, as much weight as you drop, I bet you can do too.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so Bubba and I literally had the conversation. When this show ends live every day and Bubba and I start doing promos and liners and commercials, one of the TVs here, starts The View on an ABC affiliate where we live, and after our president began to ask where a person was who was killed in a car wreck about a month prior, and wanted to know if they were there, we said surely that will be for those that keep saying, oh no, Joe Biden's fine, ain't nothing wrong with him, his mental faculties ain't number one, man, he's gonna run second term.
Yeah,
he's going, we got it. And we said, well, surely this will be the day that everybody goes, okay. I mean, we certainly don't like conservatives.
There's been so many.
We don't like conservatives. We don't like Trump. But we all admit that Joe Biden is losing his mental abilities and dementia and things like that. Well, Whoopi started talking. I couldn't hear the audio, and I looked at Bubba, and I said, I wonder what Whoopi's spin is on this. Remember me saying that yesterday?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I'd love to hear their spin on this. Well, here we go. We've got Whoopi Goldberg on The View, appointment television, and she is responding to even the reporter who said, well, yeah, I have John Lennon. You know, he's in my thoughts almost every day. I'm just not looking for him. And here comes Whoopi to let us all know that what happened really wasn't any big deal. Here we go.
Yesterday, the White House addressed a gaffe from President Biden at a conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, where he asked for a representative who died in a car accident last month. Take a look.
I want to thank all of you here. Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
The president appeared to look around the room for an audience member, a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room.
Of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president.
He said, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here.
No, I totally understand. I just explained she was on top of mind.
The confusing part is why, if she and the family is top of mind, does the president think that she's living and in the room?
I don't find that confusing. I mean, I think many people can speak to sometimes when you have someone top of mind, they're a top of mind.
You know, my gosh, come on. You can't go after him for, you know, not giving aid to Florida or not tackling the infrastructure. And he's giving aid to Ukraine. So you can't go after him for that. But you can go after him for forgetting that someone has passed. I mean, and she passed last month, not like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we dealt with that as well, where people said, you know, that person who died 100 years ago did a great job.
Well, remember, you know, Trump thought Frederick Douglass was still
alive.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I'm talking about.
Pivot.
What has any of this got to do with Trump?
Again, no. Well, it's always that way.
It's Trump derangement syndrome, which is a real disease, by the way.
Yeah, he had nothing to do. Like, let me ask you this. I think they got it backwards. If it's top of mind, that means you would be updated on her current situation if she's on your mind. To me, she wasn't on his mind because he'd forgotten that she had died.
Greg, you're a great point.
It's the complete opposite of what they're telling you.
Correct. They shouldn't use the term top of mind.
If it's top of mind, then he goes, you know, she just died and I'm thinking about her. No, he forgot completely that she did.
This is what they should have said. President got confused. He's got a busy schedule, a lot going on. And he got confused. But they don't want to say the C word.
Right.
Because that will fall right into this, he's confused a lot. And is he confused today?
I wish I could have been on the panel and just said, Whoopi, hey, man, I understand what you're doing, and I know that
you're toting the water for him. Yeah, I got you.
I got that. But Whoopi, it's not even the context of what he said. The content is even horrible. It's enough. Are you telling me you just watched him ramble around and the way he was scattered and you could tell he didn't know what was going on? Are you literally going to sit here and expect anybody to believe that that man and what we just saw, regardless of Frederick Douglass and Donald Trump and 100 years ago and last month, are you honestly expecting us to believe you don't see him struggling with his cognitive skills? Are you serious?
It has nothing to do with politics.
I do wish that would have
just
been
just straight
asked.
Up on yeah. presentation.
Yeah, and, yeah. you know, Whoopi should have known that he's got such a good doctor in Dr. Jill taking care of him.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
According to Whoopi.
Yeah, she even took care of him
teaching
on how to leave the podium. Yeah. You know, that's... That was disturbing. I know we've seen it. I got that.
I know.
But the mic called... him asking where he goes, and she's having to tell him where to go.
Yeah, you go down this way, and all.
Yeah. We follow me. We're going to go down here.
Yeah,
and what party?
Here it is, right here. Look.
Yeah,
but guys,
yeah, again, God, the man is lost.
Has anybody ever had anybody in your family or currently do
yes.
that
yes.
has dementia? And that has Alzheimer's and then the stages of it. If you don't watch that and you can't see it, then you just don't know about it.
Well, you just don't want it to
be. Yeah. Did you hear the way he couldn't even get his words to go when he asked her where to go? He didn't even say that clearly. It wasn't like I'm the president. I go a lot of places.
Hey,
now, which way are we going, baby? Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, honey, which way are we going? He goes. He can't, listen.
Body language. Look at the body language.
He starts wandering off here.
Mm-hmm. Look, he has no idea where he's going. Mm-mm.
We went the wrong way into the room.
Look, like, he's just wandering around and shaking hands with people. Look, watch her try to get him right here.
Yeah. He was almost doing his hands like Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah,
went the wrong way.
Did you see that?
No, he's too early. Bubba's right.
Y'all see that?
I'm not laughing.
I'm not laughing. Did you see that?
No, he did. He did. Sorry.
Oh man!
By the way, I didn't know that Dr. Jill clapped like Les Miles.
Oh,
yeah. She does a seal clap. Right.
She
doesn't use her fingers.
Yeah, all palms.
I mean, it's getting to the point now. Can we just stop being absurd about this? You don't have to be mean about it.
Vote politics,
okay?
Yeah.
But we got to stop. It's like.
But what about Trump, Rick?
Well, that's what they all say.
It ain't got nothing to do with Trump.
Trump didn't give anybody dementia.
Huh?
Right. Okay.
Huh?
He referred to somebody. I mean, what is that? Went 100 years ago.
Frederick
Douglass. And you know what? The fact that it wasn't 100 years ago makes it even worse. Yeah. It's recently happened, and he called her by first name, so he must have a relationship with her.
I blame the handler. He completely forgot.
Guys, these questions that they're being asked of Jean-Pierre, they're not even Peter Ducey anymore. These are just other reporters going, what's top of mind?
What's that mean?
I've never even used the term top of mind. Look, you want to say, yes, she was on his mind, but Greg's point is you can't get around it. If I'm so hurt by what happened to this woman, I'm so informed, the one thing that I haven't forgotten is that she was killed in a car wreck a month ago.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
top of mind. No, she wasn't.
She
was the opposite.
When they huddle up and they decide how they're going to try to spin something, and come out with it. Some of it is just so absurd. You go, surely you had a better plan.
Well, is there not honesty? Is there not anybody like you would be, apparently, and I would be?
I ain't going out there and say that.
We're there.
I ain't gonna do it.
Is there anybody that says, guys, I got to tell you, we're going to look like a bunch of raving lunatics. We're not saying that.
We're going to look like we're the clowns getting out of the car trying to sell this.
And the Frederick Douglass thing is, Trump said Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job and is getting recognized more and more. He may have implied that he was still alive, but he didn't even say it.
He didn't think he was alive.
He didn't ask where he was, and he expected to see him there.
Right. Yeah. What am I thinking?
Stand up, Frederick.
That's nothing to do with the president. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. From Sweet Home Alabama to the world, Big Boy's looking on with his reassuring grin. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, the gang is all here. Our guests in the golden ticket seats have settled into their seats today, and they are from all over America. I'm talking about South Carolina, Illinois, Alabama, Mississippi. We're covering it all today. Welcome back, Bill Bubba Bussey.
Rick, glad to be here, and thank all of you for being part of the Rick and Bubba experience.
Bubba, I mean, we've been tailgating. We got it. I mean, they're covering the whole country.
This just feels so right, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got everything going. Got customized Rick and Bubba shirts. Got shirts from the store. I mean, we got it all. Got people leaving their wife over at the hotel and getting over here. I mean, I got you. It's so good to see you, buddy. Yeah. I know.
She probably was glad we didn't have another scene.
Yeah,
right?
She was. Sometimes our wives are not as into something as we are. But, you know, we'll pretend to be into things they're into. They could at least pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's
and I great. Knew the tailgaters, I knew there was something special about them because of how good the food was.
No.
I
mean, you're talking about these guys that smell like bacon?
I knew something was special about them, and then I realized they were from Starkville, Mississippi, and they said Hell State. I really knew something was special.
So we got it all covered today. We welcome you guys here, and hope you like the new digs. For anybody here that's – are y'all all new people? Anybody ever been here before? No one's ever been to a Rick and Bubba show? Okay.
So nothing to compare it to.
They have nothing that's to compare right. it to. And I like that we got all new people. That's good. That means the new system's working well. All right, so a couple things we need to hit on, Bubba, and we're going to get into this but ran out of time. So – there's this weird thing going on that we are in a recession and the economy is bad, but the administration that's in power now keeps reassuring us that it's fine.
It's kind of a Jedi mind trick approach to this. The economy's fine. Yes, the economy's fine. We've never really tried that approach.
No.
So, we have the former Obama. Economic advisor Larry Summers, and he kind of spells this out pretty straightforward.
And this is Obama's form.
Yeah, this is demo.
We basically had inflation under control for 40 years, despite the fact that the price of oil fluctuated, despite the fact that there were all kinds of supply shocks. We lost the thread along with many other countries, about a year and a half ago, with massively expansionary policies relative to the size of the GDP gap. The fiscal stimulus was five times as large as it had been during the financial crisis.
So he said a year and a half ago. Can anybody really point to what happened a year and a half ago?
You notice he wouldn't name it. He wouldn't say it. He wouldn't say the word.
But you know what? He's telling the truth.
Yeah.
And this bunch that's in there now doesn't know what they're doing or doesn't care, one or the other. And you just can't spend money like a Saturday night drunk and it not cause inflation on the other side. Everybody who's had eighth grade civics knows that. So why are we acting like it's different now?
Yeah.
And what's their answer to this? Spend more. I mean, you know, like with this debt cancellation on the education money.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, is there any adult at the house? Is it just a Saturday night party with the parents gone? What's up here?
Well,
there's a limit. You can't just print money forever because every time they run that printing press, every dollar that's out there is worth less. That's why you're paying more for products.
Yeah.
And then the other side of the equation, we have supply chain issues brought on by having a worldwide pandemic and other things.
Yep.
And you've got two things that are fighting against each other, or actually working together to cause more inflation. I don't know why they don't realize that. It's beyond me.
Well, I see this is another thing. I've already been through one thing today. I want to be on The View so I can correct Whoopi. I want to be in this panel. I would say, can you say it? You mean the Biden $1.9 trillion stimulus package?
Summer said it. He said it.
If you just want to say it, just say it. Call it. Say Biden. Say Biden's. You can say it. It's his package. Right now, you're just talking about economy. You're just talking about, like Bubba said, eighth grade civics. But go ahead and say what it was called.
We can argue about a lot of things. We can argue about taxes. We can argue about how to spend it. We can all have our theory on social issues that are out there. But there's some things that are just universal that I think we need a better plan than they think it's one way, so we must think it's the other.
Right.
There's actually a truth in some of this,
right.
And that's what's being ignored here. You can't just spend.
This part of living in a fake world.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now on in entertainment news today, I've never, you know, when the Daily Show, I remember seeing that when Jon Stewart when he was hosting it. I thought it was pretty clever, whether I agreed or disagreed with Jon Stewart. But then this, when Jon Stewart left and this Trevor Noah took over, I didn't realize it was 7 years ago. I never watched it. I would see clips of him from time to time, but I'm not real familiar with him.
I thought that was Bruno Mars.
Greg, that's funny. But he's announced his retirement.
Well, I think he's announced his retirement right before he was fired.
That's about to say.
we have a clip of that. Let's check it out.
For the journey, it's been absolutely amazing. It's something that I never expected. And I found myself thinking throughout the time, you know, everything we've gone through, you know, the Trump presidency, the pandemic, just the journey of, you know, the more pandemic.
He can't say Biden either, Greg.
And,
no, he can't.
And I realized that after the 7 years, my time is up. But in the most beautiful way, honestly, I've loved hosting this show. It's been one of my greatest challenges. It's been one of my greatest joys. I've loved trying to figure out how to make people laugh, even when the stories are particularly shit on the worst day.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Okay. I was just about to skip forward to show you the cult of personality that he has in the audience.
Hang on just a minute. Let me let this okay. Guy finish. I know I can't protect the tubers, but I was at least going to protect the folks that are listening on audience.
Or the sweet little girl in the golden thing.
Yeah, right. There.
I'm so sorry I said that.
You can see the...
Well, there are a lot of sorry shows out there.
Yes.
I told you I didn't like this guy. Yeah.
This shot here is very telling. When he wraps up his speech... Look at the audience in the crowd here. Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, I'll tell you what they look like. Oh, Trevor.
Entirely masked.
We all have our mask on.
Entirely
is
masked.
Completely absurd.
They're fully vaccinated, too.
Completely.
Oh, no. He's doing his Trevor Noah. Yeah.
Absurd.
A lot of people don't know that is the total audience watching that show.
They actually got invited them all for the last show.
Yeah.
He averages about 360,000 people a night compared to Jon Stewart when he was hosting it of about 1.5 million. So about a quarter of the viewership to what it used to be.
Yep. So,
but now he's just leaving on his own.
Yeah, he just
has nothing to do with it.
Nothing. Yeah, no.
Well, the fact the ship is sinking, it's a good time to get off.
Back to the fake world again. Trevor Noah is no longer going to host the show because it's tanking.
Right. Yeah. And he's had 7 years to do his thing, and it just hadn't worked out for him.
For those of you that don't know how it all works, this would be like your football coach retiring after having 7 losing seasons.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to retire now.
He's got his people in here. Right. We're still no good.
Yes, we love you. We're going to name a stadium after you. Probably not. You know, so that's...
And he was just so... Jon Stewart at least tried to make fun of everything. Trevor Noah was just so one-sided and so smug about it, too. It was just... It was never, you know, let's really look at what's going on. It was, conservatives disagree with me because they're so stupid. You know, like that was the whole joke.
Is that how he said it?
Yes.
Is that your impression of Trevor Noah?
Speedy, I think yours
is. I didn't know he was in the mafia.
I didn't either.
Right. And that was it. For 7 years, it was, if people were smart, they would agree with me. That was the whole joke. And nobody wants to see that.
No.
Where was he before he was on this show?
I have no idea.
I mean,
was he Saturday Night Live?
I thought he did a bunch of stand up, and he was way more popular overseas. I thought, which I thought was a weird choice.
That's another problem. They bring some foreigner in here.
Yep.
Can't even speak right. Got to host a show. Huh. I mean, he ain't American. All right, so we'll be back. 15 minutes past the hour. More of the Rick and Bubba Show coming up. Our number is 866-WE-BE-BIG, and we'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so a couple things that we haven't touched on today that are updates. Now, Bubba, over the years, one of my favorite things that we've done on the show is to give updates. And then people spend all this time and they have this breaking news, and it's things like, you know, like we talked about, I think we had it yesterday, and we've had this over the years. New study, if you eat healthy, exercise, you'll actually be healthier. Wow.
And you might live longer.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if you're not hit by a bus.
Right. But so here's another one, and this is the headline from CNN World. Everybody hang on. We now have the cause of death from 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, we didn't have to call. Are you ready? We didn't have to call Quincy to get this.
Everybody stand by.
That's good. No,
nobody bother Quincy.
That's good.
Everybody stand by. It's the results are in.
Official.
She died of old age.
Wait a minute.
There we go.
Wait a minute.
Wow, man.
Hey, mystery solved.
Whoa. You know, that 96 made me think maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we finally officially came to that.
Tell you what.
Right. You know, with all the pomp
I thought maybe it was a hiking accident. Yeah.
With all the pomp and circumstance that goes around being the queen and, you know, your paperwork has to be right. And, Rick, this was released officially by the National Records of Scotland.
Okay. Wow.
And it says she died of old age.
Well.
We knew that might be on the list.
I want some of you
tell
out there.
Tell House to stand down. Tell Quincy just to stay back.
Everybody.
We got it.
Hey, and everybody, I don't mean to send a panic all across this listening area, but if you make it to 96, it could kill you.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make everybody aware of that.
Thank you, Rick.
And now we got to look back and think, what could she have done maybe to live to 97?
No, no.
You know, I mean, it's a.
I do have a stupid question, though.
Oh, here we go.
But what actually killed her?
Old age.
But you don't just get to a number and you're like, old, conk, cut off.
I think when they look and go, well, we can't really find anything, it must have been because she was 96.
Sometimes you...
Or everything quit at one time.
Well, we looked this up in the kickoff file.
Yeah, natural causes, and I didn't know this, because I thought once you label it to something like a heart attack or cancer, right. That's actually natural causes. I didn't know that.
But their official word, though, said old age.
Old age. Correct.
It didn't say now. Yeah. Okay.
Let me tell you what old age means. Okay, are you ready for what old age means?
We can't find any other.
You ever had an automobile that you took it in one more time and the guy walks in and says, hey, man, this car's given you all it could give you. Yeah. This car has gone the last mile it can go. The car is just worn out. There's nothing else we can do for it. It's worn out. Things aren't working right. And
Rick,
so
you're not talking very nice about the queen.
I have no problem with the queen. Now, she's an expensive mascot.
She is.
But, I mean.
Now, Charles is there.
Well, I'd like to see her have a little more power. I would. But, I mean, if you're going to have all that pomp and circumstance, are we going to give them that much money?
It says here, which is kind of weird, it says old age alone does not cause death, but complications arising from conditions that come with aging are the ones that's fatal. So, I don't know.
She had a good run, too.
She did. Yeah. A great run.
She was still moving around and a lot in last year. I mean, she's...
Now, I'll be honest with you.
Look at all them hats she had.
I mean, let's face it, none of us will ever see that.
Yeah, now, I will say this.
I'm just shooting for 60 now.
If my big requirement, once I hit 90, if my big requirement is this, I think I can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Rick's waving for those.
I'm just doing the wave.
He's doing the queen wave.
What's that other one they do?
Yeah.
You know, just
something like that.
It's like you're signaling first down.
Yeah, they do that first down one.
Yeah.
If that's all I have to do is show up and have a cute blue hat on and do this, man, there's no telling how long I can go.
Yeah, why do you have to wave like that when you're in a parade? Like, who says this is the way that you have
to
wave?
Parade wave.
They learn that.
Yeah, it's all.
They train them.
It's all in their book. They have to do it.
If I was king, I'd do this.
Yeah.
And then to get it on, you can't get it off.
That's right. That's what I do.
I might do the old Bill Clinton wave at you and kind of point, you know?
I'd be the coolest king the world's ever known. It would be good for me to be king.
Rick, we need
y'all would love me.
We need to check this out too, because this whole the British setup is so foreign to us.
I know.
And you've referred to the Queen for many, many years as a mascot.
Yeah.
But I was talking to a guy, and he may have it wrong too, because I don't understand that they're actually still in charge.
Not really.
But they have given permission for the citizens of Britain to rule themselves, and they could take it back at any time if they wanted to.
Well,
that's what he said.
Charles.
Now, let me tell you where that's a little bit flawed.
But they won't do it because they know the minute they do it, they'll be drugged through the street.
Right. That's what I was about to say. I think even though
it'll be like 10 million to 12.
Let me say this. To him, he is, if you sat down and said, Rick, he's factually correct. He is.
Well, he may not be.
No, he is. But here's the problem. It's what you just said.
Yeah.
In reality, it's the opposite.
Right.
The people allow them to continue to be the royal family.
And say they're in charge.
It's really the opposite. Because never once in her entire reign did the people vote in the prime minister and she goes, I disagree, you can't have them.
But the prime minister does have to go and present themselves.
It's all pomp and circumstance.
For the queen to okay it.
That's all pomp and circumstance.
Isn't that funny?
If that prime minister one time had walked in and the queen said,
I say no. The people would have gone nuts, and they'd have lost their mascot status.
Well, I really wish someone from the
it's all a game.
From Britain would you know clarify and make sure that we've got that right.
That is 100% right. I'm telling you, that's 100% right. Isn't that
funny? Now, we're in charge, but it's kind of like me at home with my wife. Yeah, I'm in charge, but my choice is to let you be in charge.
That's it. Yeah. That's exactly what. That's how we work.
100% choices. Whatever you think. If you look in the Bible, okay, if you have a biblical worldview, you will see that my title is head of the household. That's my title.
Right.
And everybody tries to tell me I can't be head of the household. But if you went inside my house, you would see that I have very, very, I'm living out day by day that I make the decision as head of the house to let her run it.
And if you are head of the house, it ought to be your decision to do that.
And just like the royal family, I may be allowing it, but also if I decided not to allow it, I would find out that I would be in the same position anyway.
Right.
So
I might as well stay in charge and allow it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, my headship includes letting her do whatever she wants.
Right. That's right. I wear the pants in this family.
That's right.
She just tells me which pants to wear.
That's correct.
After I ask her which pair I should wear.
Do these match? I get to do whatever I want to do as long as she says that's fine. All right, so Bubba, we have the golden ticket seats today. We're doing this on Fridays and kind of seeing how the new studio works.
The grade eight
plus a few, and so we have Speedy was telling me he walks in. Now this is the problem when you deal with heavy people, okay? And Bubba and I, you know, we're heavy people, and you know we fight the fight and. We've had our ups and downs, but the problem with our community
mostly downs
is that we can never quite tell you A, how much we actually weigh. We're always fudging a little, and then if you ask us for our waist size, we will not tell you the truth. And
Rick, frankly, we just don't know it because who wants to keep up with that?
Right, and of course, if you're
waist is a terrible thing to mind.
Right, and if you're in the heavy community, when you're giving your waist size, does that mean if I pull my belt around my hips, or does that mean I include the stomach? Because that takes that takes if I you know
you're talking about those who
yep
who put the belt around the right. stomach.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've never understood the men who. Say the stomach's going in the pants.
No matter what.
And now I will walk around like one of those plastic bouncy balls at the grocery store, and my belt is the line that is drawn around it.
Oh, yeah. The rings of sound.
I don't understand the human ball look, but
Rick, we run into a physics problem. Because if you try to put a string mm-hmm. around a ball,
right,
it's going to shoot off one way or the other.
Right. Yeah, okay? That's a good point. Right.
So – it's either going to go up or it's going to go down.
Right.
And so that's why our pants are always falling right. down. Or if you decide to go on the high side of the ball,
yeah.
that's why you can reach your back pocket over your shoulder.
Right.
There you yeah. go.
So you have to, you do one or the other. So the waist side is
good stuff.
What I'm saying is the pair of pants you're wearing very wildly, it's according to which look you're going with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we won't invest in suspenders for some reason, yeah. which is really what you ought to be going for.
Well, but for suspenders with big people too, all you're doing now is framing it.
Well, and here's the problem, Rick. Yeah. If you're going to do suspenders, you got to tuck in.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Because you can't wear suspenders and not tuck because, you got a mess there.
Yeah.
That looks like you're catching cats in a bag, right. you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the human ball.
Yeah, that's –
yeah. The old bouncing ball guy has no idea he's on today.
If he's wearing a belt, that's why you do suspenders. You know how those balls, they paint a line around?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what
they're in that big rack in the store.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
and if you go the other way like us, you can't see your belt because it's lost to Dunlap.
You're right.
Yeah.
Dunlapped over.
And if you bend over, suddenly it's crack city.
Like yeah, I went jeans yesterday and today. While I came in yesterday, Sherry says, "Are you a rapper?" I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Why are you wearing your pants down like that?"
Yeah.
I said, "Well, they've been pushed down. I didn't wear them that way."
Yeah.
I said, "I didn't take the time because I'm home to pull them up again. I'm walking back here to the bedroom to put on shorts.
Yeah.
I'm putting on my gym shorts now." But anyway, so Speedy asked our waist size. Because,
y'all remember that?
Because
I think I lied.
Yeah, and because we had somebody that brought us a gift today.
We had somebody say they were going to be in the golden ticket seats today. And we have that from time to time. It could be what your favorite food is. I have a recipe. I have some shirts. Well, Ben Britt said he was going to be here today. He said his company has been making leather belts, I should say, for over 50 years. How about that?
How about that?
And he said he wanted to make us some custom belts and needed our waist sizes. He's here today.
Yeah. I hope and I gave a good
did
good
we number
in addition,
on
mine. They got some leather.
Yeah, I got that right there.
Yeah. How about these coasters with our logo on them?
Oh, I like
how about that?
That.
Is like that not kind of cool? Nice.
Yeah. You set a can right on that.
Company makes
thanks,
all
Greg.
Miller Lite to you, Greg.
the Brit Belt Company makes all kinds of stuff, from wallets to bags and all
quality.
This kind of stuff.
There
and
they
have all right. Got all
look
of
here,
our belts.
Look at here.
Here's the point. Are we going to try them on to see who lied about
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. 100% we are.
All right, Helmsy.
And Bubba, you've knocked off like 30 pounds, so you're going to be in good shape.
Mine looks like a tow rope.
I'm gonna give you Greg's too.
Are you going with a human ball or are you going just around the waist?
Well, I'm gonna do just like
Rick,
I normally
will you,
do.
Will
whatever
you hand yours to Bubba? With his to, there's his
and well, Rick, it has her name.
Oh,
on.
I still, yeah.
Oh, hey, if I ever heard that.
Oh, my God.
Here's
that.
Rick's.
Man, this is impressive.
And here is a looks like a youth belt. Oh, Adler.
Okay, buddy. Your, all right, Adler. Friend. Okay, buddy.
All right, this is you.
Perfect.
And you, he
that's
got
some women's.
He got a black one, which is kind of neat, but it's got all kinds of cool stuff on it.
Greg.
I think I lied.
Oh, my gosh. Bubba.
Bubba, you threw your number out, and I was like, that ain't right. There ain't no way that number's right.
All right.
It wasn't I was trying to fudge. I really didn't know what it was.
Right. You don't know.
I think I took a guess.
You don't know what size pants you wear?
Not really.
Okay.
I prefer not to look.
I think what they do is they don't anybody you go normally 2 inches above what your waist size is?
Yeah.
Anybody named right. Bubba or want Bubba to keep losing weight?
Yeah, that's the goal. Mm-hmm. I'll keep doing
it. That'll be the measure.
You know, I really think I can get this on if I put it on the right way.
Here I come bust a to stitch. Save the day.
So Ben Britt is here.
Hey, Ben.
Thanks,
Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Family,
you, Ben.
As I said, made these custom belts out of Higdon, Alabama. Is that Flat Rock? Okay, Rick, Flat Rock has a little bit of history here.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, guys.
How about
I needed
that?
A new belt.
Y'all, these belts are very fine. Like, they're fine leather. Like, they're the engraving.
I love
the
smell leather.
I'm glad I didn't lie.
Adler, come out here. Let me.
I'll wear this.
Oh, Drake. Look, it's got like bass on it.
I got look at this buck on here.
Oh, man.
Oh, I got a bucky
please
on mine.
Please look at I wear a stretchy belt. You know.
Bubba, here, you want me to have yours?
I'll check it.
You want me to take yours, too?
That's got deer.
I got to hide this for my kids.
I can take yours to Gary. He's close.
I think
you're right. Hey, listen, I'll take that belt Bubba can't wear. Hey, Rick, you remember this sound with his kids? That old belt, we knew it was bad.
Well, I tell you,
mom's coming with a belt.
My butt started hurting just looking at this.
I'm looking back at the sizes y'all gave me, and I thought that was right for you. Bubba.
What did I say? I don't remember what I said.
You said 42.
Oh, Speedy.
I didn't say that.
You did. I remember you said 42. And I didn't want to be the guy to go, oh, Bubba, there's no way.
When you said 42, I said, buddy, you're 44 if the sun comes up.
No,
That's what you gave me.
I don't think I'd say 42, and I didn't know what it was.
You did.
I really don't.
You did say 42. And I remember when you said it, I thought, there ain't no way.
I think y'all been on pain meds.
Because you do, too.
You think we've been on pain meds.
Yeah, I don't think I said 42.
Hey, if my dad
I don't
ever
even
did
think
this,
I could have said I that.
I remember, I will tell you this, to my credit, when you said it, I said, order 44.
Mm-hmm. What did Speedy put down?
42, because that's what you said.
See, I can get to
that's what you told me. Put down what you told
once
me.
Once I get it, I can here.
Well, you've taken like 10 minutes to put on a belt.
Well, I had to take one off.
Now let's see who can.
Let's soon take a pop to the honey.
I need to come up another.
Come here.
Here, I'll let you spank me.
Okay, then.
Watch it. Right. There it
will
is.
You Greg's trying to spank you. Look, he's got it ready.
Hey, thank you very much.
Brit Belt Company, thank
don't you.
You
love it? Hey, you know when you're talking about different things, somebody means business. The smell of leather means
business.
Oh,
somebody. I do. It's I love the smell of leather.
I mean, somebody right there means business. Look at Adler. Looking good, Adler.
Hey, Adler.
Looking fantastic.
All right, Bubba, you're up next.
I'm good.
He's got it on now. I heard Bubba. He goes, I lied.
I think I lied.
Greg, check on Bubba. He pulled a cinch on himself. His blood may be cut off. We'll get a medic. Rick and Bubba. Six minutes past the hour, Rick and Bubba from the No Name Studio. Here we go. I was scared of all the things I'd done.
It's all right, it's all right.
Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, all here today from Sweet Home, Alabama to the world. Blazing Silverman taking phone calls at 866-WE-BE-BIG, banging out a degree in common sense from Rick and Bubba University. That now a superpower. Everybody go where the lights go. I made enough to make a young gun proud. The pride of Cedar Springs, Alabama, Bill Bubba Bussey.
Rick, glad to be here, honored and privileged, and thank all of you for being part of the Rick and Bubba Experience.
Are you familiar with the, is this a cable channel, Vice? Is that a cable channel, Vice? Vice News? What is this?
What is it?
It's like a news outlet organization, lefty news organization.
Isn't there a cable channel called Vice?
I think they're, yeah. There's the same thing.
Is that the one that shows the dark side of comedy? And they have those specials.
Dark Side of the Ring.
Dark Side of the Ring.
Didn't HBO do Vice News or something?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here we go. They're trying to do, and we'll handle this with kid gloves as best we can, but they're trying to do a piece about how the attempt to rehabilitate, is that correct? Offenders.
Correct.
That have been charged with things that I guess I just have to call it what it is. Sex offenders is what it is. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, so, and then the way this ends, because they're, and I'm not saying it can't be done, especially when you talk about redemption. I know that God can you know, deliver us from anything we're willing to repent of.
There's some irony at the end of this.
But yeah, but without that, it's been said that people who have this particular problem, you have to put them away because they never, ever walk away from it. It is extremely difficult to rehabilitate them. So watch what happens with this this story.
Like, we all out here in this world, and we all got to make it happen, and ain't nothing stopping me. So, like, I'm very hopeful and confident.
After this interview, Ashif sent a picture of his to our producer.
Oh, good night.
So this is a story about this and recovery, but apparently not fully recovered.
Doesn't sound like it's going very well.
No. That's a great edit.
I was not prepared for that.
Oh, my gracious, alive.
Oh, my goodness. All right, wait a minute.
Now, who made
that's real. That's real.
First of all, can I let you out on something that just personally happened to me here? I forgot what TV to look at. And so I look up on TV4, and I think that's the story I'm watching.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, what? What's all this? And then I realize I'm looking at the wrong screen. But so what we have here is a person. It would be like someone saying that they were interviewing a car thief, and he was talking about how he'd been rehabilitated and how this had helped him, and he's starting a new life. And then they come out and go, unfortunately, right after this was over, he stole our producer's car in the parking lot.
Yeah. Right. Same. Yeah.
He stole our van with all of our equipment.
Right. Yeah. So when they throw out, unfortunately, as soon as he left, he sent back a picture of something inappropriate to one of our producers. Don't believe he's quite where we want him to be on the rehab plan.
May need to go back.
If this was going to be your commercial for rehabilitation, come see us. Probably not the story you're looking for.
And I saw a follow-up with some of the Vice producers, and they were talking to each other like, yeah, we debated about whether to even include that in our video because it messed with the what we were trying. Yeah.
But
you need to include that.
We need to know that. That's the whole story.
Yeah, you're changing it if you don't.
Because if someone says, I wonder if he's been rehabilitated, now you know that he wasn't. Okay?
Evidently not.
No. And these that do this, I just don't understand it. Have they ever got a positive response? Ever?
Changing the subject.
Yeah,
you want to go to the dog? I want to see this dog.
I know. Run. Look, Speedy's been worried about this video all week.
Richard Lawson Burgess.
Adler, what is the deal on it? Set it up.
It's a video of a fast dog.
Yeah, it's just a video of a fast dog. He runs what? A 5 what?
592 100, which is 34.4 miles per hour.
What's amazing is his.
It is a greyhound. Of course, it's fast.
The gait in slow motion after it runs it.
It's
really amazing. It really is something else. What's Greg said he could outrun it.
Time to beat 5.944 just set.
Oh, that was a great start. You'll see Winston and our final competitor, Reese, next, both wearing a muzzle. Just
now watch this.
Super comfortable and soft. Just
Winston got that done, and you can really see it with the slow-mo just suspended in midair.
They pull some ground.
Wow.
Rick, I know you're impressed. You're impressed, aren't you now?
Well, no, I'm impressed. I'm not. It's nothing I've never seen.
Yeah. Right.
But it's it is very impressive.
You're glad you saw it.
What if that last view?
Can I tell you?
My weekend would not have been the same if I'd not seen it.
Right. Look at that thing right there. It's almost like
look at him muscles.
Oh yeah.
Of the two stories, I'll take this.
Is that how you're gonna run the crap run right there? Last leg.
Yeah, that's gonna be me when I make the turn towards home.
I'll
be crawling by then.
There's something strange about watching him run, and his front paws were going twice for one on his hind legs. Did you notice that?
No, it's front
okay,
back.
Two
front back.
No,
front.
Keep going though. Watch it.
There was a moment he was suspended in air. It felt like.
Yeah, I thought he was. I think he was flying.
Front back. Okay, never mind.
I'm so sorry, bro.
The other thing.
Forget it.
I'm so sorry.
You're so good.
Front back.
The other thing we don't have slow mo of is the dog slowing down. Was pretty impressive too.
Mm-hmm. Bubba, everybody needs to leave you alone. You got that belt.
I'm telling you, I got a belt on.
Right, you got that belt on, and you're back.
That's right, back.
Okay,
34 miles an hour.
I wish somehow they could insert Bubba in that last scene there when it's crossing the line. Golly. Him blow by it.
Oh, that would be so
dressed
funny.
Just like you. digging.
So that's 34 miles an hour. You saw how fast that is, Rick. Cheetah twice as fast.
Yeah, ooh, I mean, I've seen the cheetah run. I mean, how about that?
Think about twice as fast as that. That really puts it into perspective.
By the way, I realized too. Okay, all right. So this is the thing that you remember. Everything's exaggerated now, right? Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this wolf thing, people are building up the wolf, and the wolf is impressive. There's no question about it. So. The guy called this week, and you remember he said he was 5'9", and that a wolf jumped up on his shoulders and was taller than him. Mm-hmm. Did that call happen?
I'm semi out of the loop on this wolf thing because it was already in motion when I came.
But
back.
I mean, did that call happen? You don't even have to know the story.
Best I recall,
because remember I said
he had 2 foot in the front and then one in the back.
Right. I know you're not a reliable source this week, but does everybody in this room, Helmsy, do y'all remember a guy calling? Saying that a wolf jumped up on his shoulder and he was 5'9", it was taller than him.
I screened the call.
He was looking up at it.
That call happened. Okay. Yep. He said, I was looking up at it and I'm 5'9", right? Either that man is not 5'9", which most of the time men will say they're taller than they are, okay? Either he was not 5'9", or he just was exaggerating, because the tallest wolf we can find is 5'2". And then here's a friend of ours, Bubba, that sent me a picture of a wolf that he killed, and he said, the wolf was anywhere from 30 to 36 inches.
Well, maybe this one was just a bigger one.
Yeah, but I mean, we just saw though the adult male, like of all wolves, they hit them at 5'2". Okay, and so I'm just saying that we tended to say things, and I mean,
so you're saying that just maybe the caller who called. First of all, we have to believe that he encountered a wolf.
Right. Yeah.
May have been a little off on the measurement.
Right. The wolf was there. There's no research we can find that a wolf is like 5'10", 5'11".
No.
I threw that out there because the guys called. Then we researched it and realized it was wrong.
So you were quoted wrong.
I mean, it's what he said, right? Mm. So anyway, the greyhound thing that was impressive. It's always fun to watch something fast.
Next, Rick's going to claim he can outrun the greyhound.
No,
because he can beat the wolf up.
Well. Not now. Now, when I was younger. Greg, when I was in my prime.
Well, look out.
Maybe.
Are you okay with the everybody saying it's the greatest athlete alive and it was the dog?
I'm not okay with that.
It's the greatest, fastest dog alive.
We can just say this is a really fast dog.
And that's impressive.
And that's impressive, but animals can run really fast. Well, the weekend is here. It's Rick and Bubba. We hope you have a great weekend. Monday, we plan to gather for a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Rick, it'll be a big and busy show. Man, there's a lot going on this weekend. We'll catch up on all of that, and we'll celebrate Rick Burgess's birthday.
And I'll get a birthday cake and hand it over for Bubba and Greg to eat it, all on Monday's program.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.